It's a Good Life, coming to you from Central Baptist Church, located at 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
Well, what about this place called heaven? Heaven is and will be a populated place. It is right now and it will be. Angels are there. Mark chapter 12, verse 25, "For when they shall rise from the dead, they neither marry nor are given in marriage, but are as the angels which are in heaven." That's what I want you to see, the angels which are in heaven. John chapter 1, verse 51, "And he saith unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto you, hereafter ye shall see heaven open, and the angels of God ascending and descending upon the Son of Man." Where are they coming from? They're coming from heaven. Where's their home? In heaven. They live in heaven. Heaven wasn't built just for the habitation of God. Heaven is there so those saved by grace can spend eternity with him there. Not only angels, but those who know him as Savior will spend eternity there. Notice the redeemed people. Redeemed people are and will be in heaven. Old Testament saints will be there along with the redeemed of all ages. Psalm 74 and verse 2, "Remember thy congregation which thou hast purchased of old, the rod of thine inheritance which thou hast redeemed, this Mount Zion wherein thou hast dwelt." God saves everybody the same way, he always has. It's by looking to the cross of Jesus Christ. It's by the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Old Testament gives the example of the Passover lamb that was slain, the blood was put over the doorpost and on the sides of the door and above it. And I always look at that and I see the cross. I see the cross, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. "For as much as you know that you were not redeemed with corruptible things of silver and gold from your vain conversation received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot." One more verse, Revelation 5:3, "And no man in heaven," I may read this whole thing, "and no man in heaven nor in earth, neither under the earth, was able to open the book, neither to look thereon." When John saw this, when he saw this, he cried. He wept because no one was found to be able to open the book, a book. But we can continue to read Revelation 5, verses 5 and 6, and says, "One of the elders," and this represents the church, by the way, the elders, the 24 elders, "and one of the elders saith unto him, Weep not, behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, hath prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof. And I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne and of the four beasts, and in the midst of the elders," this represents the church in heaven, by the way, again. Who was there? Who stood there? "There stood a lamb as it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent forth into all the earth." The lamb that was slain, Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ. This blesses my heart, this next verse. It all blesses my heart, but Revelation 5:9 says this, "And they sung a new song, saying, Thou art worthy to take the book and to open seals thereof. For thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation." Everybody in this world can be saved if they'll call upon the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. I'm blessed because it says, "And they sung a new song." I'll be able to sing when I get to heaven. Anita can sing now. Brother, Sister Lloyd can sing now. I'll be able to sing then. Because I'll be able, and Brother Neron, I don't think he'll laugh at me, because I'll be singing a new song. I'll be with my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. We got to hurry. Now, heaven is a perpetual place. Psalm 119, verse 89, "Forever, O Lord, thy word is settled in heaven." If God's word will be in heaven forever, that's eternally, then heaven must be eternal. It's perpetual, never ending. Heaven will never end. Number three, heaven is a perfect place because God is perfect. And because heaven is perfect, there is perfect life, and peace, and God is perfect. So God's dwelling place is perfect, complete, without sin. Why? Because God is perfectly holy and cannot even look upon sin. Habakkuk chapter 1, verse 13, "Thou art of the of purer eyes than to behold evil and canst not look on iniquity, the Bible says about God. Psalm 18 and verse 30, as for God, his way is perfect. The word of the Lord is tried. He is a buckler to all those that trust in him. Someone asked me this morning about Lucifer being in heaven, about the devil being in heaven. Where did the devil come from? Well, the Bible says that he was the covering cherub. He's the one covered. He had a very important role. We'll go into that. But he was not the devil when he was in heaven. Some people say, well, he went and he confronted the Lord. He came before him and he talked to him. He wasn't in God's heaven, though. Let me ask you a question. As a saved person, do you ever talk to God? Do you go to heaven to do it? Well, neither did the devil. The devil cannot be in heaven because God cannot even look upon sin. And he's the epitome, if I can use that word, of sin. The devil is the epitome of sin. He's the author. And you and I need to understand that no sin will ever enter into heaven. Well, notice that there's the word peace. Psalm 37, verse 37, mark the perfect man and behold the upright, for the end of that man is peace. We can go out of this world in peace. We may suffer, but when we open our eyes with the Lord, we're with the Lord, Jesus Christ. My soul in sad exile was out on life's sea, so burdened with sin and distress, till I heard a sweet voice saying, make me your choice, and I entered the haven of rest. If you want to enter the haven of rest, you need to trust Jesus as your Savior. I've anchored my soul in the haven of rest. I'll sail the wide seas no more. The tempest may sweep over wild, stormy, deep. In Jesus, I'm safe evermore. If you want to be safe, you need to trust Jesus Christ. And you as a Christian, you're safe in the Lord Jesus Christ. I encourage you to understand that this morning. Number four, in heaven there is perfect life. There is no death because there is no sin. Romans 6:23 says, for the wages of sin is death. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 54 through 57 says this, so when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and the mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. O death, where is thy sting? O grave, where is thy victory? The sting of death is sin. The strength of sin is the law. Thanks be to God, which giveth us the victory through our Lord Jesus Christ. We have victory. It's not through us. It's through the Lord Jesus Christ. In heaven, the bride of Christ will go after the rapture. Now, those of who have gotten saved during this time that we call the church age, they're part of the bride of Christ. A brother who just went home to be with the Lord, he's part of the bride of Christ. The bride of Christ is there and will be there. We have nothing to fear. Path to heaven. There is a clear path to heaven. Matthew 7:13. Only those who walk this path will enter the gates of heaven. Matthew 7:13, enter ye in at the strait. That's the passage. The strait gate, it says, that's the passage into heaven. For wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. Sometime in the future, maybe I'll share that verse with you and tell you what I believe it really means. Okay? I believe one thing it really means is that you need to go God's way, or you're not going to go to heaven. There is an open path to heaven. Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. Revelation 22:17, and the Spirit and the bride say, come. That's us. That's the Spirit of God in us. We say, come. And let him that heareth say, come. That's those people, once again, who they've been saved. If you're not saved, God speaks to your voice. He speaks to you through the Holy Spirit saying, come. Let him that heareth say, come. And let him that is athirst come. And whosoever will, let him take the water of life freely. Path that leads to heaven is a path that makes a home, heaven on earth. You remember the account of the Ethiopian, or not the Ethiopian, the Philippian jailer who got saved? It says in verse 31 of Acts chapter 16, and they said, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved, and thy house. Doesn't mean that God's going to force everybody to get saved in the home. That means they have the opportunity. But when a person meets Jesus, the Lord has a way of bringing heaven into a home. Now, let me read a couple of illustrations to you, and we're just about finished. There was a Sunday school teacher who was teaching a class about heaven. The teacher asked the question, where is heaven? One excited boy replied, it's in our home since my daddy became a Christian. And folks, you and I, as saved people, should be showing others the way, the goodness of heaven. Let people see heaven in us. Let them see Jesus Christ in us. One more illustration. A woman was diagnosed with a terminal illness. and had been given 3 months to live. As she was getting her things in order, she contacted her pastor and asked him to come to her house to discuss some of her final wishes. She told him which song she wanted sung at her funeral service, what scriptures she would like read, and what outfit she wanted to be buried in. She requested to be buried with her favorite Bible. As the pastor prepared to leave, the woman suddenly remembered something else. "There's one more thing," she said excitedly. "What's that?" said the pastor. "This is important," the woman said. "I want to be buried with a fork in my right hand." Pastor stood looking at the woman not knowing quite what to say. The woman explained, "In all my years of attending church socials and potluck dinners, when the dishes of the main course were being cleared, someone would inevitably lean over and say, 'Keep your fork.' It was my favorite part of the meal," she said, "because I knew something better was coming, like velvety chocolate cake or deep dish apple pie." She said, "So when people see me in that casket with a fork in my hand and they ask, 'Well, what's with the fork?' I want you to tell them," she told the pastor, "'Keep your fork. The best is yet to come. There's a land that's fairer than day, and by faith we can see it afar, for the Father waits over the way to prepare us a dwelling place there. We shall sing on that beautiful shore the melodious songs of the blessed, and our spirits shall sorrow no more, not a sigh for the blessing of rest. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore. In the sweet by and by, we shall meet on that beautiful shore." And I leave you for this: how beautiful heaven must be. A glimpse of heaven. Let's pray. Now, Father, I thank you for this time we've had. Thank you for the privilege of standing behind this desk once again. Lord, I ask you to help us. Help us to make right decisions. Help us, Lord, to follow your lead. Follow what you would have us to do. May we not stray from that. And I pray for these, your people, they would be strengthened and encouraged daily, that each one would understand that you're still in charge, you're still in control, this is still your church. And I thank you for that confidence that I have in you, and I pray that confidence would be seen and understood by all your people. Lord, I thank you for this privilege. I thank you, Lord, for allowing me, my wife, to be members of this local church. And I look forward to more days here. I don't know how long, but Lord, you do. And I do know this, that if my life, this earth, would end now, I would be in heaven. And I pray for these here today, Lord, that you would comfort those who know they're on their way to heaven. And for those who do not know they're on their way to heaven, help them to understand that it's not the church that takes them there, but it's you. That by trusting you as Savior, that they would see you one day, they too would be in heaven. And I pray for the service that's coming up, that you would be with our speaker. May he speak to our hearts from your word, and let us, Lord, respond favorably. In Jesus' name, amen.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.